skill sets. You know, everybody can take a nugget from each and everybody out here. Everybody running routes different. Everybody catch the ball different. So, you know, it's different techniques all the time. So, you know, you always can learn from the guy that's next to you.
That was Braxton Miller. Vandy during the pregame show Thursday, then McLean yesterday, they both feel the Texans should not use Will Fuller as the main punt returner. I totally disagree with that. To me, this is the ideal guy to use as your main punt returner. And I hope this is not a controversial statement this morning.
Why? Why would you hope it's not controversial?
Well, maybe
please,
I should have, oh,
more
it's controversial.
Controversy, yeah.
I mean, I find it crazy that people think that as long as somebody gets like some sort of, you know, reasonable role as a starter on your team, all of a sudden you should immediately remove them off what they do really well.
Yeah.
Will Fuller is a really good punt returner, and it's also a spot where I know that health is an issue with Will Fuller. You can keep yourself healthy as a punt returner by doing one simple thing. Raise your hand and signal for a fair catch, which he's been actually pretty good at. Now, kick returner, that's a little bit of a different story because you're going to return a bunch of kicks, and it might be different with the current rules and the changes they've made, but you have to deal with full-speed collisions, usually not the case turning punts. There is no question. Now, listen, if they had Patrick Peterson, someone like that who was a star cornerback, then, yeah, I'd be nervous about using that guy. With Will Fuller, who's your second receiver, I would 100% use him as the main punt returner.
Counterpoint. What does Bill O'Brien say is the most important part of being a kick punt returner?
Catching
the football.
Ball. He's good at that. I'm serious. I have not seen him drop a punt.
I don't feel good about catching a punt.
Yeah, like, okay.
As
like,
someone who, again, this is high school, but as someone who used to try to catch punts, there's nothing more difficult, I think, on a football field than trying to catch a punt. It wobbles around. It comes down to knuckles. You don't 100% know where it's going. You have to look up, find it. Then you have to get underneath the football in the right spot, take a look at who's coming at you, and then catch the football. It is the most difficult thing to do in terms of catching. That's great that he's caught it thus far.
I'm giving you a blanket statement. Anybody 1 through 53 on the Texans roster, what it'll be in a month or so, I would trust Will Fuller, basically second on the team next to Hopkins, who I'm guessing probably doesn't return punts that well, but would certainly catch it very well. I trust Fuller implicitly to catch punts. I haven't seen him even bobble a punt.
Mm-hmm. And I guess Tyler Irvin, I don't feel good about
his
hands
I don't trust
at
him.
All. No, I don't trust him. I don't trust him as a guy that, like, again, he looked a little bit like a rookie the other night when he was returning punts. Part of that I would blame on the protection, just because he didn't really have a clear path, but he also just, he thought he was going to scramble around before he hit it. But then also just because of his history of bad ball security on returns.
And it's a shame because he had something like 6 return touchdowns at San Jose State combined with kickoffs and punts, but this level's too fast for him. I don't think that he's able to see the little creases that open up when he's got two gunners that are bearing down on him. I just don't think he can see it quickly enough. And when you're playing at San Jose State, I mean, that's a level and a half below the NFL. You're not even playing in a D1 conference, essentially. You're playing in, what, the Mountain West or wherever the hell San Jose State is now?
But if you're scared of Will Fuller getting injured, or you want to rest him so his legs are fresh for offense, whatever it is, yeah, I don't buy that at all. Look, if Deion Sanders isn't too good to return kicks, then I don't think Will Fuller or anybody else should be too good to return kicks either.
I think that's operating just too scared of guys getting hurt.
Yeah.
I really do. Plus, you don't return a lot of punts in a game. It's hard enough to set up a situation where you actually get a legitimate return. Too often, these teams are pinning you or creating a situation where you have to have a fair catch.
Yeah, and the key with kickoff and punt returns, because a lot of people will say, well, okay, yeah, but really, how much are we talking about? It's just a few yards here or there per return. No, it's the threat of a long return. It's a threat of a touchdown, because that can make or break the playoffs for you. Like, one guy with big playability.
Yes.
At your returner, just one touchdown in one game could be the difference between making the playoffs and not. Because you win that game, or you win a couple of games where you have big returns.
Is there something to be said? Deion Sanders was playing defense for the 3 snaps before punt return. Some plays he would be occupied, other plays he wouldn't. And if Will Fuller is coming out there with the offense for the first play, you essentially can't run a vertical route for him because he might be a little bit winded from whatever happens on the punt return.
I say balderdash. I saw Hugh Jackson run Antonio Callaway 347 snaps in a preseason game. And if Hugh Jackson can do it, so can Bill O'Brien. No, I'm not as concerned about that. I think it's just like running a couple. You run go route, like multiple go routes in a row.
He's in
games
good shape.
At times. Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
All right, let's see.
And again, it's Will Fuller. Will, if your little legs are too tired from the 7-yard return you just had, then God bless you. I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do for you. So I don't think Will Fuller's trying to get out of it or anything.
I don't think so either. I think he'd like to have that role. So 9 o'clock or 9:15 technically, the most handsome quarterback in the NFL, and along with a really good, bright young head coach, Kyle Shanahan, are in town to scrimmage and practice against the Texans. And Paul, I know Paul believes that these joint practices have more value than the actual games in the preseason.
I mean, think about it from this perspective. In a preseason game, you are going to run into a lot of situations that are out of your control. So from the perspective of, all right, well, just seeing how a game unfolds, the randomness that happens, awesome. But when you're running a joint practice or you're running a scrimmage, when a takeaway happens, you can continue to work with the offense. The defense can continue to work. And you can put yourself in situations, fourth and ones, third and ones, or things of that nature that might not necessarily come about in a preseason game. Like, that's what sucks about preseason games to me the most, is that a lot of things that you would like to practice, the actual situation for what you want might not happen at all. So I asked Bill O'Brien about this at training camp yesterday, and here is what he had to say when I asked him if joint practices are now more important than the actual games.
You got a good team coming in here, good coach, good coaching staff, so going to get a lot of things done. You're going to get a lot of situational work, red area, third down, 2-minute, special teams, all the different special teams units will work. So I love them. I think you guys know that now. We've done it probably, 9 or 10 times now or something like that. So I think they're good.
It is right now is the best time to do it. You get so damn bored. And J.J. Watt talked about this yesterday, too. You end up having so many stalemates in practice just because everybody knows what everybody's good at. You know how you're going to rush against one guy. He knows you're going to rush this way. You know how he's going to counter that. And you don't get a whole lot done. Plus, you know what your offense does. Like, this is that we go back to the first year of the Texans. We had success versus the Jaguars in the first couple of years, partly because we had so many former Jaguars on our team. And like Gary Walker and me and a few other guys, Marlon McCree, some of these guys, we just knew the Jaguars offense. So you just go out and we'd bust, like, even though it was new kids out there playing it and the offensive line and everything, we knew it. So the Texans are only getting so much done versus each other. You come in, you see Jimmy Garoppolo, you get a little juice, you get a little competitiveness. It's just fun. It's like it's a walk in the park compared to a normal monotonous practice against yourself.
So I think these are the two most interesting days of Texans practice. So if people are out there today and tomorrow against the 49ers, which position group do you think you can learn the most about in a practice like this?
The offensive line. I want to see the offensive line. Because last year they couldn't learn squat versus the Patriots. The Patriots front seven, as Lane Johnson would tell you, is not all that impressive, particularly their defensive
line. Last year
line.
Especially, they stunk last year.
Yeah, so the 49ers, I feel like there's a little bit of unjustified optimism about them just because of the Jimmy Garoppolo. They don't have a whole bunch of depth or a bunch of big name positions, but it's somebody different that they can rush against, and we can see it in pads. And so, you know, J.J. Watt had a great day rushing versus the right tackles yesterday. I don't know what to make of that. J.J. Watt's potentially one of the best guys in the league. Okay, J.J. Watt doing well against whoever they put in at right tackle yesterday. That's either a really good sign for J.J. Watt because it means he's healthy.
Yep.
Or if J.J. Watt's not completely healthy, it's yet again another bad sign for the offensive tackles.
Or the old combination of both. Who did they even put in a right tackle yesterday? You guys were out there. I don't know. It was late in the practice, though.
I got there towards the last 10 minutes of practice, and at the point that I had gotten there, they were often working on things that didn't involve offensive linemen.
I mean, it's nobody that would play. I'm guessing it might be Lamb or Roderick Johnson. Nobody that would engender any confidence whatsoever.
Right.
The depth on this offensive line is frightening.
Oh, it's fun, too. I want to watch Richard Sherman. I want to see exactly how he's moving.
He'll be out there.
There haven't been a whole lot of great reports about Richard Sherman. He's coming off of two Achilles tendon surgeries.
Yes.
One was One was torn,
and one was like
it had some kind of issue or something.
Yeah.
So this is a defensive back who's never been, it's never been like his extreme speed that's been his strength. It's been the way he uses his body and his intelligence that's been his strength. So I wonder, of all defensive backs that could come back from this, maybe he's better equipped to do it because he doesn't need to be out there running 4.340s. So we'll see about him. I'm excited to see him in person. And then just the offensive line working against those guys. And then Jimmy Garoppolo himself. When I saw Jimmy Garoppolo in person last year up in West Virginia, I got it.
You're like, Paul's so right.
It's just such a nice, smooth delivery.
His release is so
fast with smooth and easy. Yeah, it's and watching him, when I've watched him in that San Francisco offense, just in the preseason from that one preseason game, you can see, okay, I don't know how it's going to look this year, and I'm sure it's not going to be it's not going to be as great as it looked like it could be last year when they kind of stormed the league by surprise. But it's just, he's set up in such a good situation to succeed. Kyle Shanahan's offense just run crisply and smoothly. You
Agreed.
Can see a definition to him.